This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 991. Don't count words on IELTS writing.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is your score if you write too few words? What is your score if you write too many words? Find out the facts today so you waste no time in improving your IELTS performance.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Aubrey. Oh my gosh, I can see you. Guys, if you're listening to this as a podcast, great. But you can also watch this on YouTube. I love doing these video episodes with you, Aubrey.
I know, it's way more fun because when we do the podcast, we can't usually see each other. So we do these over Zoom. And yep. It is so much more fun when I can see you. Like, we're just having a chat over coffee.
I know. Guys, I'm going to show you one of my favorite mugs from the Portland Mercado. It's this collection of like Latin American food trucks with like a butchers and stuff. And it's really like, it's for the Latinx community and they have all these festivals. And anyway, I love it. I love my coffee mug. Okay.
I wish I had mine with me. I actually went to, there's a place called Black Rock Coffee. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. I have.
They just opened one around the corner from us and it's the grand opening. So fun. They were doing like freebies. So I got up at 5 a.m. and went with some friends to get like a free t-shirt and a coffee.
That's awesome.
I wish I had it, did you?
That's awesome.
I'll get up early for a freebie.
We'll do any. We love deals. That is something common to both of us. All right. Okay. So guys, this is a deal because this podcast is free. So there you go. We are going to talk about some rules regarding word count. We get so many questions about word count of your essays, guys. And we want to clear up all of these myths, all of these questions we get all the time from students just like you. So listen up today, guys, because you will definitely be surprised at some point. I know you will, because students have some weird beliefs about word count. Because teachers have told you the wrong thing, and sometimes you just don't know that the test has changed. So definitely listen up today, guys. But I want to remind you real fast, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. This is the hottest free IELTS quiz out there. It really is, though, guys. So many people are taking this every day. Free IELTS quiz, get your score and free resources.
Yes, guys, check it out. allearsenglish.com/myscore if you haven't yet. I would be curious, what are you going to get if you took IELTS today? And you're probably curious too, so go check it out.
I love that. That was great. Like, that was such great intonation. I would be curious. What would you get? Anyway. All right, let's get into it, guys. So we are going to read a great question from a student and then talk about some mysteries that we will clear up. So Aubrey, would you mind reading that email?
Yeah, so it's an email from Jessica Martins, and she said, I'm preparing for IELTS General, and I've been listening to your podcast again. I took IELTS Academic before, so I hope this time won't be much of a difference. An English teacher for IELTS said that if I wrote above the limit, the examiner might decide not to read my full essay. I know that writing more won't give me extra points, but I sometimes end up writing more. I'm okay writing less if I must, but I got curious with this information that the examiner might not read it all or consider I didn't address all the points within the limit, so mark me lower for task achievement For example, if I write 250 words for task one rather than 150, wow. What is true about that? What a good question.
I have never seen this piece of advice before. Like, this is, it's rare, guys, that we get a question or we hear that a teacher is teaching something that we've never heard before. But I've never heard anybody say this before. It is kind of bonkers advice. This is weird. Okay, Aubrey, first thoughts. What do you think about this question?
First of all, the examiner is going to read your entire essay. There's no way they're going to look at it and say, this is really long. I'm not going to read this whole thing. That's never going to happen. That's my first thought.
Never. That's why I'm like, that is the weirdest piece of advice I've ever heard, you guys. Okay, let's be very, very clear, very transparent about what happens when the examiner grades your essay. Now, these days, almost all the test centers have moved the writing online. In my day, makes me sound like an examiner dinosaur. In my day, kids, 50 years ago, we just had the paper in front of us and we would grade it. But these days it's on the screen. Regardless, doesn't make a difference. So the test center will, if you do take the paper delivered test, then your essay will be scanned into the computer and an examiner, a trained examiner, will read it on the screen. Okay, that's the only difference. But what happens? So as an examiner, guys, I have to read your every word. I have to read every word. That's my job. And I have to grade you on the whole thing, right? That's the thing. And guys, there is absolutely nothing in the scoring rubric about the number of words. Okay. Now, three or four years ago, when I was still an examiner, guys, the rules changed way back then. We don't have to count the words anymore. All right. We do not count your words as examiners. We don't. And it still surprises me to this day that students don't realize that we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. I've had personal coach classes recently where students will say, I feel like I'm wasting so much time writing my exam, counting words and making sure that I have enough words. I'm worried about that. And I'm like, whoa, okay, we got to change some things here because it doesn't matter how many words you have. The examiner's not counting how many words you have. Let's get to what matters, which right. is that you're answering the question in an organized way, that right. you're looking at what you're actually being scored on, and that is not word count.
Exactly.
So let's lose the focus on how many words we have.
Exactly, exactly. But at the same time, like, let's be honest, you are not going to get a 7 or higher if you don't have a lot of words as well, right?
So you can't accomplish the task
exactly,
without a certain amount of words.
Exactly, right. Guys. So just like Aubrey just said, focus on what you're graded on, okay? Now, Aubrey and I know, because we are teaching personal coach students every day, we are grading their essays, we are always thinking about what you're scored on, guys. So we can tell you that most of the time, the reason why you guys are not getting a 7 or higher, it's not because of vocab, it's not because of grammar, even though those are two things everybody is worried about most. Usually, guys, what is in your way is the task score and the cohesion coherence score. So when Aubrey says focus on what you're graded on, that's really what we're talking about. Because you guys know how to have good vocab and good grammar. Like, that's not a mystery, right? But the task score, guys. So not about the number of words, right? It's about how direct and clear is your communication, right? And task two, how strongly did you prove this reason? Did you give me good evidence? As a reader, as an examiner looking at your essay, can I read it from beginning to end without stopping, without being confused? Can I read it from beginning to end and be like, yeah, no, I understand this reason. I believe you. I believe your opinion.
I'm convinced.
Exactly. Yes. You got to convince us, guys. And you don't do that with repeated general statements or just like no specific examples.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Exactly. And we have to be convinced about what the topic is actually asking for. So we've
Good
done
point.
A couple episodes recently, right, where you might write this amazing essay, but you've gotten off track and you're not really answering what the topic is asking for. And then, book,
yes.
you can't get higher than a 5 for task score.
And that happened to me recently with a personal coach student, like so high level. And here's the thing, guys, when you are as high level as the student, you want to think about things in a more complicated way, and that can cause trouble in task two, guys. You need to make your ideas as simple and direct and obvious as possible, right? It's like a chess strategy. You got to think 5 steps ahead. Don't do that in IELTS, okay? IELTS is not a chess match. It's one step.
One move at a time.
It's your idea, one move to the question. It's not your idea and then think about this other thing and this other thing before I get to the question, right?
Exactly. You don't want the examiner to have to leap to conclusions,
right?
Or make any assumptions.
No
and a lot
inferences.
Of essays do that. No inferences,
yes.
right? It needs to be very clear to them how your example ties directly into the topic.
Exactly.
How your details directly support your reasons. If the examiner has to make a leap in logic from one to the other, your score's going down.
Totally. And guys, for you general training students out there, all of this advice is 100% the same for your letter, okay? The letter and the essay, so much the same, right? Like, you're brainstorming creative details, you're sticking to the topic, you're organizing it with transition phrases. So all this advice is the same, guys, if you're writing a letter, okay? All right, so last word on this, guys, about the dangers of writing too much. Aubrey, I mean, we don't want to write too little because we won't meet the task score, but we also don't want to write too much. It doesn't have to do with counting words exactly, but why? Why don't we write too much?
So every time I see a student that has written too much, first of all, if it's a practice essay, make sure you're timing yourself, because if you're writing too much, you're probably going over the time that you actually have.
Yeah.
On test day, if you are actually doing it within the time, you are almost certainly writing extra details or examples that aren't necessary at the cost of the other details not being as strong.
Exactly.
Because you don't have time to do both, to make your details and examples really strong and really supporting clearly and have lots of extra detail ones. Or the other thing is you have more reasons than you need and they're not supported well enough. You're adding extra reasons
so
for your
ideas.
Opinion.
What
and
is
you
more?
Can't support
in
them.
Addition, what is
yes.
more? Like, guys.
Yes.
You're only going to use one of those phrases in each paragraph. There's a rule.
Right.
And then
exactly.
after that, it's like, for instance, more specifically, like, we're not going to add any more reasons.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then you have written all these words and it's still going to score very low for the task score and cohesion coherence because your details aren't succinct. They're not all clearly related. And some of your reasons are totally unsupported.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the day, I keep saying that. That's like my favorite summarize phrase lately. I said it in yesterday's episode too. At the end of the day, guys, more words equals more problems. I think that's the title of an episode we did like 5 years ago, but it's true. More words, more mistakes.
That's true. More grammar mistakes, more vocabulary that might be using incorrectly.
Yep.
So don't do that
spelling
to yourself.
Spelling mistakes,
punctuation mistakes.
Totally. Totally. So more words, more problems. Okay. We don't count the words. I hope everyone
to reiterate.
Can spread this around the world so every IELTS candidate stops wasting time worrying about counting because you don't have to. All right, guys. So guys, remember, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Hottest free IELTS quiz. I'm saying that now because
I love
I
the
want
hottest.
To. It's so
the hottest free IELTS quiz out there. Check it out.
It's the most attractive IELTS quiz. Just kidding. Guys, I hope you're watching this on YouTube because I'm having real fun. So much fun looking at the camera today. Guys, allersenglish.com/myscore. Get it. The why. Why not is the thing. Get your free IELTS score and resources that we made just for your level. Okay. AllersEnglish.com/myscore. I zoned out for a second. I got lost in my coffee. Okay, guys. Aubrey, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at AllersEnglish.com/myscore.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.